Thank you for joining me wherever you are in the world. My name is Craig Powers. I am a research analyst at SAP Insider and Wellesley Global, and I'm here today to present the findings from our recent study, the Technology Leaders 2025 Agenda for SAP. Before I get started, I really want to thank our sponsors here, Boomi, Onapsis, Sovos, and Vertex. Without them, we couldn't do this research, so we really appreciate them partnering on this. And to set the stage here, we surveyed technology leaders, so those who are driving technology strategy at the organizations, CIOs, directors, manager, senior managers, those who likely have buying power, and we asked them about their investment plans related to SAP, related to AI, how adoption's going on AI, and then also the big challenges that they're facing, what's driving their investment, what they're hoping to achieve, things like that. And you can see we interviewed those all around the world, as well as across many industries. Now, how we started the survey off is asking, what are their priorities? What do they want to work on in 2025? And as you can see, AI is up there, as well as process and increasing efficiency, lowering cost, and providing greater data visibility. So a lot of these are tied together. A lot of companies are looking to AI to create more efficient processes. They're looking to AI to lower their cost in certain areas, in certain operational areas, by taking some of those mundane tasks and or taking even some of those more advanced tasks with AI agents, and also helping helping their employees with co-pilots and things like that, helping them do their jobs more efficiently. We also see, data as a key part of AI strategy. Companies want to know and trust their data before they're using it to power AI and power AI functionality. So as you can see, these top business priorities are then influencing the investments that companies are making. So companies are really focused in investing in either new AI technologies or investing in AI within their current technologies, as well as, of course, SAP S/4HANA. And so AI and S/4HANA are going to be big themes throughout this data, throughout this research. We'll see over and over again, as well as analytics and data supporting AI, and also as a byproduct of those SAP S/4HANA implementations, as people look to implement S/4HANA to become more efficient and to clean up their data. They're using those S/4HANA projects as a tool for that. So if we then look, speaking of S/4HANA, we asked, what role does RISE with SAP play in their plans? Now, RISE with SAP is kind of changing. We're trying to nail down where it is at the moment, but right now it looks more as a guidance for companies to implement SAP in a cloud environment, and particularly in a private cloud environment. But we see that most companies are actually, they're looking at it as a possibility, but also one-fifth say they don't have, less than one-fifth say they have no plans, but most are looking at RISE as an option as they move to SAP, or SAP S/4HANA, sorry. Now, if we look at how companies are planning their budgets for this year, or how they see their budgets will shake out by the end of the year, most companies are either maintaining or increasing their SAP project-related budgets. Less than a fifth are actually planning to decrease. We see when we look at companies that are implementing S/4HANA, we obviously see that these budgets are growing. So they're building up their budgets to prepare to implement S/4HANA. And that also impacts their investment with their service and solution partners. We see that those are even more so increasing, even less often decreasing their investment in that area. And again, if companies are implementing SAP S/4HANA, we see they're more likely, even more so, to be increasing their investment with service and solution partners. And when it comes to where are the investments going to be with those solution partners, AI and software, AI software and services are leading the way, along with SAP S/4HANA migration, automation, and then down the line, we also see there's just a multitude of things that they're investing in. Nothing is really dominating. So that kind of is foreshadowing on what we'll see at the end of this about what are the biggest challenges that tech leaders are facing. And we see that they're having so many things to consider with digital transformation, but finding better efficiency through automation, looking at deadlines for implementing SAP S/4HANA and other SAP tools as those maintenance end of mainstream maintenance deadlines are coming up. And then of course, AI. AI is now in it and everywhere. It's on the mind of every tech leader, and that's just one more thing added to their bucket. And it's risen to the top. Obviously they are looking to invest in AI. And in terms of S/4HANA, where are companies at? Most are that we surveyed are implementing or have it already in production, which makes sense with those end of mainstream maintenance just coming very, just in a few years, and these projects typically take a long time. And so many companies are starting that already. And then the ones that haven't started it, they're evaluating, they're performing pilots. And then just 14% have no plans, at least at the moment. As we'll explore in other research, we'll find out what they are planning to do. But if they don't switch, they'll be looking at having to do custom maintenance in a few years with S/4HANA. But most companies don't want to do that. They're seeing benefits of moving to S/4HANA, and they're going that way. And when we look then at cloud technologies, where companies are looking to invest in terms of cloud, AI is again at the top of the list, along with automation and intelligence and process automation and intelligence, building better processes, building more efficient processes. And then as they're working with a broader range of tech tools, integration becomes more and more important. And then we see all sorts of infrastructure and other testing and visibility things. And again, we see there's nothing really dominating here. They have a lot of things to think about. There's a lot of technologies that they are looking at investing in, as they are looking to transform their businesses. Now, that's also impacting how they're looking at building out their teams. So most say there's going to be no change in their SAP team this year. Just 10% said they'll decrease their SAP team. But when you actually look at companies that are in the early stages of SAP S/4HANA implementation and migration, they are building out their SAP teams. So we see that those that are planning to increase their it, those that are in the evaluation or piloting stages of SAP S/4HANA, 60% of those say they're going to increase their SAP teams this year. So they're building out their teams, getting ready for that S/4HANA migration. And as they're doing that, that also impacts the type of skills that they're looking for. Obviously, analytics, AI, so again, data, AI, very important, integration, S/4HANA. These are very important skills that companies are looking for, but also you could see, again, nothing's dominating. They're looking for skill sets in a broad range of areas. But again, there's impact. If you are implementing SAP S/4HANA, that's impacting how you are building out your team and the type of skills you are looking for. So if you look at those companies that are currently implementing S/4HANA, 88% of those are looking for SAP S/4HANA skill sets. So even as they're in the process, they're still looking for that those skill sets. And then as they're evaluating or piloting, they're looking for it. So what that says is if you're early in your S/4HANA journey, you may find later that it becomes increasingly important to have that S/4HANA skill set because leaders are more and more looking for it as their implementation process goes along. But then once you have S/4HANA in place, companies are less looking for that S/4HANA talent. They've probably already hired it, or maybe some of it was implementation talent and they don't, that they either that was a temporary hire or a consultant or something like that. Then they're looking to build on that foundation they have with S/4HANA, and they're looking more for AI and machine learning. Those are the top skills for companies that have S/4HANA already in place. So depending on where your journey is in S/4, that really impacts the type of talent you are looking for. And then companies, as we see companies moving on their AI journey, we see the ones that are already implementing multiple AI projects, they're way ahead of the curve. Most tech leaders we surveyed say they either haven't started or just piloting AI projects. That's 60% if you put those together. So just 40% or just 35% have some sort of products in AI projects in production. So just about a third actually have deployed AI and are using AI. Most are in the piloting projects. And of course, these are custom projects, maybe not including, those included Copilot type things like Joule and just embedded AI functionalities that they're not even thinking about. These are actually talking about developing AI, custom AI functionality. And as we move forward, the biggest challenges to actually getting those projects off the ground, as most companies are still trying to get them off the ground, are that they don't have the AI skill sets and their data is messed up. They're worried about security. Again, there's a lot of things they're worrying about here. There's not something dominating the conversation here. Obviously, we know skill sets are a big issue. We saw it when data science was the big thing years ago, and now it's AI, and kind of those skill sets have shifted to what companies are looking for. But that data is still there. Security and governance becoming increasingly important with these AI with these AI projects as companies are worried about the ramifications of implementing AI on their governance, on their security. And of course, they're trying to build out business cases. Some of them just not sure where to start, not sure where to partner with. But yeah, there's a lot of challenges, nothing dominating, but obviously companies are looking, they're facing a wide variety of issues as they look to adopt AI. But still, they are trying to adopt AI, and one of the big motivations for that is because they are looking to improve their business processes. And that ties all the way back to the start when we're looking at the motivations for tech investment this year. For the biggest motivations for tech leaders was process efficiency and business visibility. And so that's they're tapping into AI to address that concern, as well as their data concerns. They're tapping to an AI to help evaluate their data, cleanse their data, analyze their data. So these are the top two things. Business processes and data analytics are the top motivations for working with AI. And then you can see other options included streamlining IT, enhancing customer service, but really it's data and process are the top motivations. And then finally, as we look at the top challenges that leaders are facing this year, we've talked about it all through the data we've looked at. Very few things were dominating. Leaders were looking at a lot of different challenges, a lot of different issues, a lot of technologies that they're looking to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and looking to invest in, looking to implement. So obviously, managing different priorities is their top challenge. You know, that they're having to add different skill sets to deal with S/4HANA migration, to deal with AI implementation, AI development. These are skill sets that a lot of these companies haven't had before, because S/4HANA is new or AI is new. And then on top of that, there's all sorts of new technologies. They're looking to try, should they go with best of breed cloud technologies? Should they stick with being an all SAP shop? Do they develop their own AI tools? Do they just stick with embedded AI tools? So they're just having to manage all those priorities. Meanwhile, trying to keep up with technology, aligning with the broader business, aligning their tech goals with the broader business goals, and as well as managing all the change that comes with that. So obviously, tech leaders are facing a lot of challenges. They're facing a lot of tech options, and then throwing AI on top of it in the last couple of years has just become a new obsession, really, for them, as they're, you know, they feel that they need to adopt AI, and they see AI as a path to some of the challenges they face in terms of creating better processes, creating better data. So this is how we'll wrap it up here, looking at their final challenges. I'll also open it up and see if do we have any questions. I'd be happy to answer any other ideas on where to explore the data. I'll leave it to you.
Just as a note to the attendees, you can find the Q&A chat box if you would like to submit any questions at the bottom of your screen. You can submit any questions using the Q&A chat box at the bottom of your Zoom screen.
As we wait, I'll add, I've been digging in as well to the European subset of this data, and you'll see there, no surprise. Obviously, the adopting cloud is becoming an increasing topic for tech leaders in Europe, as they've gotten a handle on a lot of the regulations around it, the added, you know, GDPR and more added regulations that they may face in Europe, compared to what they may face in the US or other countries. So I'll be working on that. I'll be publishing very soon more on the European side of the data. And also we'll be looking at the specifically at the industries, the manufacturing, things like that. So we'll have more to come from this survey. And of course, you can download there's this along with a larger written report. You can download that from SAP Insider as well. Okay. No questions. I appreciate everyone watching. Again, if you want to reach out to me for questions, that's my email right there, craig.powers@wellesleyglobal.com. If you think of anything or have any other data you'd like me to explore or a different way you'd like me to look at it, be happy to do that. But again, I appreciate everyone joining this webinar, and we'll be back with more tech leader insight as the year goes on. Thank you.